Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. This is Pastor Sean coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And it is 2:27 p.m., April 10th, 2013. Colorado Sheriff alleges shocking training to the blaze. DHS-bound official warned against Christians who take the Bible literally. I've got two updates to this story, and quite frankly, if it wasn't for another story that was on Sermon Audio last week, I'm not sure I would have even taken the time to turn the mic on. But because of the parallels between the stories, I've chosen to report on this one. This weekend, an email written by Ron Trowbridge, the undersheriff of the Prowers County, Colorado, started sweeping some of the viral corners of the internet. It alleges that a Colorado state police training encouraged law enforcement officials to look at Bible-believing Christians with intense skepticism. Now, this is the second time in 2 weeks that I've seen an article that talks about these weirdos who believe in the Bible. And the last article was the United States Army Reserves, and this one is a Colorado State Police organization. At first glance, the startling allegations in the letter, which was first posted on the conservative site Red Statements, were seemingly unbelievable. But the Blaze reached out to the Trowbridge to confirm that he wrote the note and to speak further about its contents. In sum, the undersheriff said that he indeed wrote it and that the version that he has published in its is entirely accurate to what he experienced at the training session. Here are the first two paragraphs of his note, which summarizes the problematic training in its entirety. April 1st, 2013, I attended training in Colorado, La Junta, Colorado, hosted by the Colorado State Patrol. The training was from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. and covered two topics, sovereign citizens and outlaw motorcycle gangs. I was pretty familiar with motorcycle gangs, but since we often deal with the so-called sovereign citizen groups, I was interested to see what they had to say. The group consisted of police officers, deputies, and CSP troopers. There were about 20 people in attendance. Trooper Joe taught a two-hour section on sovereign citizens. He spent most of his 2 hours focusing on how, in his view, and apparently the view of the Homeland Security Department, people turned to sovereign citizen movements. Joe started off by saying that there are probably some sovereign citizens in this room and gave us a generalized list of those groups that have sovereign citizen views. Among those groups Joe had listed were those who believe America was founded on godly principles, Christians who take the Bible literally, and, quote, fundamentalist, end quote. Joe did not explain what he meant by fundamentalist, but from the context, it was clear he was referring again to those who took the Bible literally or too seriously. And this is exactly what happened in the United States Army Reserves in an EO class, that stands for Equal Opportunity Training. There was a PowerPoint slide. It was on Sermon Audio last week. I was going to do a recording on it, but I decided that maybe that's a rare exception, and so there was no need of making a big deal out of nothing. But on this PowerPoint slide, Roman Catholics and evangelicals were associated with people that need to be that we need to be concerned about. Now think about this. Now, yes, you're right. It's only 20 people. I understand that. It's only one state. It's only one city. I've got you. I agree with you. Perhaps this is an extreme minority position. Or perhaps the handwriting is on the wall. It's hard to say at this point. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and yet at the same time, what's going on in America that we would even consider referring to those wild people who believe in the Bible? For those who are unfamiliar, the sovereign citizen movement is comprised of individuals who believe that they are free from state, local, and federal laws It is a loosely affiliated group that rejects many elements of governance, including but not limited to taxation. Well, that's not the Christians. I don't know what group that is, but people who believe the Bible literally are told to obey the governing authorities. They're told to obey the governing authorities. That Paul the Apostle instructs them to obey the governing authorities. That Jesus, our Lord and Savior, told us to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. As the blaze, Jonathan M. Sild explained last year, they are a mixed bag. Some reject the U.S. citizenship and don't recognize government authority, like laws and taxes, but others don't and are more concerned with private property. Of late, officials have cited a heightened potential of violence among these individuals, as well as tax evasion and other related crimes. The FBI began looking at this group more intensely back in 2009, as documented here. Based on Trowbridge's account, Joe was essentially saying that Bible-believing Christians who take the holy book literally are more likely to embrace such notions. In his interview with The Blaze, the undersheriff confirmed this detail, noting that Joe purportedly stereotyped Christians, encouraging the 20 to 25 law enforcement personnel at the meeting to keep a watchful eye over such believers. It was a very, very fast course. This guy spoke at a very fast rate, and he used a PowerPoint as he was going through it. The first part of his course was on what causes people to lean towards the sovereign citizen movement, Trowbridge told The Blaze. He had a list of groups, people who are likely or who are sovereign citizens. This is almost identical to last week's article in the U.S. Army Reserve PowerPoint slides, a list of groups, almost identical. One was Christians, and I don't remember how he worded it, but it was Christians. But when he got to that part, he said these people are the people who take the Bible literally. These are the people who think America was founded on Christian principles, he continued. You know, there was a time in our nation's history where there wasn't anyone who didn't think that America was founded on Christian principles. It's amazing how that has changed. Rather than telling officials to literally go after Christians, Trowbridge said the trainer was alerting police and law enforcement to be careful of these people, as they are apparently at risk to joining anti-government movement. Joe purportedly mentioned fundamentalists as well, but he didn't delve into additional details surrounding what exactly he meant by that label. Trowbridge told the Blaze that he was shocked that others in the room didn't react more fervently to the insinuations being made during the presentation. Well, that's enough. What are we to make of all this? Well, in reality, every bit of this reinforces the direction our nation is coming. There are two updates to this article, so let's be fair to the Colorado patrol officers. The training reference in the undersheriff's letter was not done in coordination with DHS, and no DHS training materials were part of the preparation. DHS provides law enforcement around the country with access to training that focuses on the behaviors and indicatives of violent behavior, regardless of the ideology that may motivate it. And then there's a second update from the Colorado State Patrol that says law enforcement training class offered by the Colorado State Patrol on April 1st, 2013 in the southeastern Colorado has come under scrutiny from one of its attendees, a local county undersheriff. The specific assertion that the Colorado State Patrol would target members of certain religious and political ideologies. We have spoken to several officers who attend this same training and have verified that none of them interpreted the instructor's comments in the manner described by the undersheriff. We regret that he misrepresented the training material in a way that clearly is not the position of the Colorado State Police. Okay, so everything's fine. What happens in these cases is the assertion goes out. We determine how much flack we receive from the assertion, and then damage control is conducted in an effort to mitigate the initial declarative statements to determine how religious or how right-wing or how fundamental or how conservative the nation still is. And the reality is there are still, all over nearly every state, pockets of fundamental Bible-believing Christians who do take the Word of God seriously, who do believe that America was founded in part on Judeo-Christian beliefs and morals and standards, and are seeking to live out a understanding of the Word of God from a literal perspective, and will draw a line as to whether they will obey God versus man. And let me just say it one more time. Mark my words, there's coming a time when there will be a concerted effort to silence the church in America. And one of the areas that this is taking an extreme focus is the LGBT movement, the LGBT agenda. And that's not the only one, but that is certainly a one that is going to come under scrutiny, and preachers will have to make a decision in the future as to how much they're going to believe in this old book and how literal they're going to preach it and how much it's really the Word of God. And it's going to come under fire, and that persecution will be a good thing for the church that is, in fact, the body of Christ. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.